Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now, your one-stop shop for everything happening in the Eastern Sierra, served up with a side of wit and, well, wisdom. I mean, come on, look at me. Today, we got a little bit of everything. Wild weather, local sports that'll make you cheer or cringe, exciting community events, and maybe even a few mules in the mix. Oh, and did we mention snow? Yeah, that's still happening. So buckle up, grab your coffee, let's dive into today's top stories, because trust me, you don't want to miss this. A winter storm warning is in effect for Mammoth Lakes from Wednesday morning through Thursday night. Additional storms are possible on Friday, and another storm is expected to roll in at the start of next week. Residents and visitors are advised to prepare for significant snowfall and hazardous travel conditions. Winds may gust up to 80 miles per hour with 12 to 18 inches of snow expected in the town of Mammoth Lakes. Several roads and areas are also scheduled to close, including the scenic loop. Please stay updated with local weather reports and follow any advisories issued by authorities. The Laws Railroad Museum is celebrating Inyo County's anniversary and National Women's History Month with a special event on March 22nd. Activities include rides on the historic 1927 Death Valley Brill rail car, which I can vouch for is awesome, children's events in the engine house, and updates on the restoration of the 1909 Slim Princess steam locomotive. Tickets for the Brill rail car are $8 for adults and $4 for use under 18. Children 3 and under ride $4 free. Well-behaved leashed pets are also welcome. I thought it said well-behaved leashed parents are also welcome. So either direction, they're welcome with a leash. The museum is located at 200 Silver Canyon Road off Highway 6 and will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Brill car rides operate between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., weather permitting. Y'all ready for the wildest, longest-running non-motorized rodeo in the country? That's right. Bishop Mule Days is back. Memorial Day weekend, we're talking 6 days of hoof stomping action, featuring over 700 of the finest, hardest working mules you'll ever see. They've got parades, rodeos, pack scrambles, and some of the best cowboy competition this side of the Mississippi. Not to mention concerts, vendors, and more Western heritage than your granddaddy's saddle. My granddaddy's saddle's pretty awesome, so there better be a lot, that's all I'm saying. So grab your hat, dust off those boots, and head to Bishop for a weekend where mules rule and horsepower drools. Tickets and full event schedule at muledays.org. Don't miss out. Your Memorial Day weekend is about to get a whole lot more kick. The Mono Arts Council is calling for student artists age 5 to 18 to participate in their upcoming seasonal show, Through the Looking Glass, inspired by Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. The council invites young artists to create works that reflect their perspectives and imaginations. All mediums, including written work, are welcome, and physical artwork must be at the gallery by April 7th. Interested students can apply through the council's website. The Dr. Milton Jones Rural Health Clinic in Lone Pine has announced the addition of new specialty services. These new services include a cardiologist, dietitian, psychologist, and pain management specialist in addition to their family practitioners. This expansion aims to provide comprehensive healthcare options for the local community. For more information on the available services, please contact the clinic directly or visit the website at sihd.org. Your car called. It's embarrassed. Yeah, those bug splats, the dust, that mystery stain on the back window. It's begging you, take me to our Waterworks Car Wash. Look, we're talking the best wash in the Eastern Sierra with top-notch service, high-powered sprayers, and eco-friendly soap that'll have your ride looking showroom fresh. From a quick rinse to the full spa treatment, our Waterworks gets the job done. So unless you like looking like you just drove through a mudslide, swing by our Waterworks Car Wash in Bishop today. Clean car, happy life. Let's see what events are taking place this week. Starting off with community yoga tonight, hosted at Inyo Council for the Arts, starting at 5:30 p.m. Also tonight, C5 Art Studios is hosting a beginner's crochet class starting at 5:30 p.m. This is the second part of the class. The weekly pool tournament at Distant Brewing will also take place tonight starting at 6 p.m. Competition is $20 to enter and prize money is presented to the winners. The No Man's Land Film Festival will be taking place tomorrow starting at 6 p.m. This event aims to spotlight women and genderqueer creators in the film industry and entrance is $15 to $18. Also, tomorrow, Sammy Ramone will be performing live at Distant Brewing starting at 7 p.m. Finally, Bar Sierra will be hosting their weekly trivia night tomorrow starting at 6:30 p.m. with my boy Maurice. Go check that out. All right, snow junkies and powder hounds, here's your Mammoth Mountain Ski Report. The base is sitting pretty at 64 inches of packed powder with a season total of 213 inches. Because Mother Nature doesn't do things halfway, right now 176 trails and 20 lifts are open across all 10 parks. So plenty of room to carve, shred, or gracefully tumble. Today's forecast? Cloud cover and moderate winds, which means goggle tans are on pause, but the riding stays prime. And if that's not enough, we got another storm cycle rolling in later this afternoon, dropping fresh snow through Thursday. That's right, just in time for the weekend, because the universe wants you to have a good time. Now, a heads up. Upper mountain lift operations may be impacted as winds pick up, so keep an eye on real-time updates. But hey, a little adventure never hurt anyone, am I right? Except maybe that guy that's still searching for his lost ski from last season. So gear up, stay frosty, and may your turns be as smooth as your après-ski beverages. See you on the slopes. Oh, hey, we've got some breaking news right now. You can support local journalism and keep Eastern Sierra Now going strong. That's right, folks. Quality news doesn't grow on trees, though it does come from people who spend a lot of time outside. By joining our Patreon, you're helping fund the real stories, the deep dives, the events, and let's be honest, the occasional snarky comment that makes the news a little more fun. For just a few bucks a month, you get exclusive content, behind-the-scenes access, and satisfaction of knowing you're keeping independent local media alive. So don't just watch the news. Be a part of it. Head to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow and subscribe today, because good journalism is priceless. But hey, we still got to pay the bills. All right, sports fans, let's dive into the latest from our Bishop Broncos, where the action is as sizzling as the burgers at the Back Alley Bull and Grill, our sponsor. The Broncos baseball team experienced both ends of the scoreboard spectrum recently. After their loss against Burroughs last week, the Broncos bounced back with a vengeance in their latest game against Lone Pine, delivering a staggering 32-0 victory. The team showcased exceptional performance, dominating both offensively and defensively, proving that when the Broncos charge, they stampede. The Lady Broncos varsity softball team kicked off their season with a game against Emmanuel Christian. Despite 17-7 loss, the team displayed solid defense. Pitcher Sienna Fuller made her debut, pitching 4 innings with 6 hits and 4 walks. Offensively, Cambry Lamphere, I'm sorry if I got your name wrong, shined, going 3 for 3, including a home run and a double, scoring 3 runs. Coaches were pleased with the team's performance, noting it is as strong a foundation for the season ahead. In a subsequent matchup, the Lady Broncos found their rhythm, defeating Lone Pine 14-4. The team's offense ignited and their defense held strong, signaling a promising trajectory for the season. The Broncos track and field team competed at the 4th annual Burroughs Invitational, facing teams from across the region. Highlights include senior Gabby Vinker's 8th place in the girls' 200 meter with a time of 29.57 seconds, and freshman Ezekiel Lundgren's 9th place in the boys' 1600 meter, clocking in at 5 hours, 20 minutes, 32 seconds. The throws team impressed with senior Joseph Lint securing 2nd place in boys' discus with a throw of 136 feet, 5.5 inches. Notably, for the 2nd consecutive year, the boys' weight man 4x100 meter relay team clinched 1st place, showcasing the Broncos' strength and speed. Lastly, 7 members of the Broncos ski team made it to the CNISSF State Championship last week, with Bo Tanner qualifying for the U.S. Western High School Regionals. Congratulations to the whole team for this impressive feat, as we look forward to seeing how well Bo performs in the upcoming races. And that's all for today's sports roundup. Remember, whether you're celebrating a win or shaking off a loss, Back Alley Bowl and Grill is the perfect place to unwind. See you next time. All right, folks, let's talk about what Mother Nature's cooking up for us here in the Eastern Sierra, because it's a real mixed bag of meh and mayhem. So today in Bishop, partly sunny with a side of increasing wind with gusts up to 50 miles per hour, high of 61, low of 36. So enjoy it while you can, because, well, tomorrow, a couple of morning showers followed by a dramatic drop in temps, high of 47, low of 27, winds picking up, making it a perfect day to reconsider your life choices, like not wearing a jacket. Friday, partly cloudy and cold with a high at 51, low of 28. Basically, winter is tapping on the door saying, hey, remember me? I never really showed up this year, but hey, I'm gonna visit. We all have that uncle. Mammoth Lakes today, breezy, chilly, and clouds rolling in like an overbooked Airbnb. Expect some snow about an inch or two, increasing as the day goes on. High of 37, low of 19. Thursday, heavier snow early on, around 1 to 3 inches, and even more in the mountains. Storm totals could hit 45 centimeters, high of 25, low of 11. Travel? Not advised. Avalanches? Also a real concern if you were thinking about driving up to Mammoth for a quick, just maybe don't. Friday, more snow incoming this afternoon, only about 1 to 3 inches, but with gusty winds and cold temps. 31 high, low 13. If you love winter sports, congrats, this is your dream week. If you hate snow, well, maybe take a trip down to Bishop. Severe weather alerts are in place. Winter storm warning in Mono County through Thursday at 11 p.m. Expect up to 4 feet of snow in the higher elevations and windy gusts of 80 miles per hour. It's not a breeze. That's a tie down your trash can situation. Avalanche watch is in effect through Thursday morning. Heavy snow plus strong winds equals unstable conditions. Backcountry explorers, this is not the time to test fake. So there you have it. If you're in Bishop, bundle up. If you're in Mammoth, dig out the snow shovel. And if you're visiting, well, welcome to the wild. Stay safe, stay warm, and as always, stay tuned to Eastern Sierra Now for more updates. And that's a wrap on today's news, whether you're digging out of the snow, heading to a local event, or just here for the A-plus sportsmanship from our local teams. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to stay in the loop with everything Eastern Sierra, make sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on social media, and if you really, 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 really love us, consider supporting us on Patreon. Because good journalism deserves more than just a like. But hey, we'll take those too. Until next time, stay safe, stay warm, and stay tuned to Eastern Sierra Now.